How did Dr. Kura say? When one has developed a taste for chanting the pure name, the taste for chanting the pure name is developed. It is said that chanting just one time will destroy the influence of all past sins. This is the stage of ruchi. The stage of ruchi. Some traces of previous karma is still there. It's not finished. But they are not important. They are not important. Just like the fog is there, it has nothing to do with the sun. Very soon, the light of the sun will dissipate the fog. It will be revealed very soon. So when one has reached this stage of having taste for the name, one is considered a sadhu. He's a sadhu. To criticize him is very dangerous because I've seen some of the traces of bad habit for the person. He's already a sadhu because he has taste for the name. He has a strong attachment for the name. The attachment for the name is very strong. That is the security for every soul. The security for all of us. The taste for the name. When it is developed, one is considered a sadhu. So looking at his previous activity is very dangerous. It is sadhu ninda. So devotees should be very careful to understand this process of Christian consciousness, properly established. We should try to understand. So Prabhupada has told a devotee, don't take this movement cheaply. This movement. If you take this movement cheaply, how do we do that? By looking at the external things. We look at the external things and on object and on people. This is very dangerous. Very dangerous. Because I tell you, all the pure devotees who come to this material world disguise themselves. How many people understand that Krishna is the Supreme Godhead? Krishna himself. How many people understood he is the Supreme? Those who are seeing Krishna face to face every day, how many people know this is the Supreme God? How many? Kechit beti mam tatwa. Kechit beti mam tatwa. Hardly, the word, hardly one knows me. Yes, hardly. You know, only Krishna who does this, Krishna's pure devotees also disguised. And it is very, very good. It is very, very, very good. Why? Because if they are not disguised, the sincere devotee will be cheated. And deviant devotee will be benefited. Therefore, to benefit the genuine devotees and to cheat the deviant, Krishna and his pure devotees disguise themselves. when things are going very nicely, when things are going very nicely, you will not know who is who. Is it not?
Yes.
You will know who is who when things are difficult. You find four people. When things are really very difficult, then four people will come out. One, I don't know what the solution to this problem. I don't know. I don't know the solution. Confused, bewildered. In one class of people, when things are very difficult, completely bewildered, doesn't know where to go, no direction. Second group, they will blame everybody. Everybody. Minus himself. Everybody will blame it for the wrong thing which is going on. Everybody will blame. One group who doesn't know anything, he doesn't know what to do, he's just completely bewildered. He has no solution. Second group, they blame everybody for everything. Third group, they run away. I don't want to be here to see this thing happen. They will run away. Because I don't know who is going to help resolve this situation. I don't know. Who will help? They're looking for who will help to resolve this situation. They can't face it themselves, so they will run away. How many groups are there?
Three.
The last one. They're not confused, not bewildered. They're not looking for somebody else to come and do it. Now they run away. They don't blame anybody. They face it. They will face the problem. Who is that?
Intelligent.
Yeah, it's intelligent. But in person, who can we think has this quality?
The devotee.
Who's the devotee? Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said the fire in his movement. You know? Right? And what was happening?
Confusion.
Everybody became acharya.
Oh.
And everybody was looking for different solutions for himself. We have been there on different ones. The Prabhupada stood aside. He didn't participate in the confusion. He didn't participate in the confusion. He stood aside and looked at everything. He didn't get confused and bewildered. He didn't participate. He didn't run away. He went ahead and he gave us this ISKCON. Which one do we belong? Sincerely speaking, which one do we belong? Tell me, I want to hear.
Well, I did the next assignment.
Which one do we belong? Four people here. You will never find these four people when things are peacefully going. You will never find them. You find them only when things are difficult. So, we cannot make advancement at peaceful time. Only when things are difficult, when there are challenges, we are faced with challenges, that is when we will demonstrate who we are. That's where we demonstrate who we are. Has anyone experienced a dark night of the soul? Dark night of the soul. You understand what it means? Dark night of the soul. You understand?
Yes.
Translate. Should translate. Sit. Dark night of the soul. It is good, we should know these things, otherwise we'll be aware that. We are experiencing these things in ignorance. In Nigeria, some people, they say, don't die in silence. Don't die in? Speak out. So speak out. So we are speaking out. And Papa said, Papa, speak out. Right? It's fine in back to God. Papa, speak out. Little speak out. Is Krishna consciousness a dark night of the soul? Is the best time in anyone's life. Is what?
Best time
in anyone's life, because anything we make at this time, that is our future. If you make wrong choice, your future. If you make a right choice, your future. So it's the best time in anyone's life. The dark night of the soul is a period when everything is going against you. The guru not replying your letter. Right? Seems to believe all the allegations against you. You believe like that, yes. How many disciples are not criticizing their guru? God brothers, God sisters are not helping you. You are praying fervently to Krishna, no answer.
The end of the
world. Yes. You are praying and fasting, no answer. The more you fast, the more difficult the situation becomes. And then someone come and meet you. What's the result of all this are fasting? You are just wasting your time. See how you are suffering. See how you are enjoying. Devotees will tell you like that. The dark night of the soul. So this is the time that you have only two choices. Yes or no. Not that one. Only two. Yes or no. You can say yes to Krishna. Whatever is happening, even Krishna does not seem to know me or have forgotten me. You see, Sita Devi was talking like that. Sita, why my Lord has forgotten me? Sita Devi feel like this. This is the goddess of fortune. Have ever thought of any man apart from Lord Ramachandra in my mind? Let fire burn me to ashes. Have ever in a moment think of any man? Why my husband abandoned me for a whole year? He has not come here. Sita Devi is thinking like this. That is Sita Devi, goddess of fortune. What about us? Right? Rukmini Devi, who is also what?
Goddess
of fortune. Wanted Krishna as her husband. Her father agreed, but her brother never. The brother convinced the father that my sister is for who? Shishupal. My sister is for Sisupa, not that talkative boy. And all arrangements are going on perfectly. The whole world already knows about Sisupa is getting Rukmini as his wife. Rukmini wrote a letter and gave to Sunanda, the Brahmana, to go and give to Krishna. Krishna read the letter, accepted, put the letter on under his pillow. That's Krishna, see? It's Krishna, that's a fool. The girlfriend letter is under his pillow, so he can dream about his girlfriend. And Rukmini Devi is waiting for the reply. The Brahmana has not come. Krishna has not come. And it is tomorrow. It is tomorrow. So she complained. Goddess Durga, I've been worshipping since birth. My childhood has abandoned me. Krishna, whom I have accepted as a husband, has not come, has forgotten me. What have I done, Krishna, to forget me? Krishna. Krishna, what is this? What is that? The dark night of the soul. See, everything is working against me. The musicians are already playing. And Sisupal has sent a letter to Rukmini Devi. Let your love for Sisupal be awakened in your heart. The almighty Sisupal who can control all the demigods. So Rukmini took the letter, read it, and changed the letter. My love is already developed for the son of Naharananda in Vrindavan. Therefore, I cannot have you as my husband. She sent the letter back to Sisupal. Sisupal is away, and all the arrangements have been made against Krishna. Everybody was aware that Krishna will come here. The soldiers, everybody was fully prepared. Sisupal's friends, they are all ready for war. And here Krishna has not come. The community is lamenting. What have I done that Krishna has forgotten me? He's not coming. And now it's time for me to go and worship Durga and from there to arena. So she's praying. Instead of me to go, as soon as I finish worshiping Durga, when I'm coming out, I'll enter into the fire and die. Krishna cannot come. That's Rukmini Devi. So what about us? So it is good we should know these things. Should know these things. So that we can know what to do. It's our protection, it's our shelter, it's our protection. The protection of a devotee is that we know what is happening. We have the knowledge to understand everything so that when the temptation comes, we are already prepared. We will pass the test. If you're not prepared, will be a casualty. We'll say no. But when we are prepared, we'll say yes. So my Gurudev told me, protect devotees. This is why we are doing all this with all of you. It's a sign my Gurudev gave to me. Protect devotees. It's also nice to give all of you amulet. Give you the necessary knowledge to face Maya so that nothing remain new. It's a protection for devotee. Knowledge. To understand how we should practice devotional service, Christian consciousness. What mood? Why we should do this? How to do these things? We need to know them. So that night of the soul is not a bad period. It's a wonderful time for devotee to make his or her choice. Yes, Krishna, whatever happens, you are there. You are there. I know you are there. Your silence is also the answer for my question. So now when you pray to Krishna, it seems there's no answer. That silence is also answer. That's Krishna's answer. See? Krishna hears all prayers. He hears everyone. He knows everyone. He knows everything. Why? He has presented all these things to us to prepare us, to make us very strong. Make us strong. So Gurudev said, difficult times are very wonderful chance for devotees to make advancement. Because that is the time a devotee will prove his or her faith in Krishna and the Guru. When we don't doubt the Guru, don't doubt Krishna, we remain faithful, loyal. That is transcendence. That's transcendence. So we may not know a devotee is a forehead is decorated with this word. This devotee has reached Nista or has reached Ruchi stage. It's not written on the face. So we don't know. If you don't know this, we don't know. So we need to know this. A devotee who has reached this level is now testing the name. He's a sadhu. Even if he sees some traces of previous karma there. These are nothing. We should not look at that. If you criticize that devotee on the basis of this, we are committing sadhu ninda, which will destroy our bhakti. This is apparat. Is that right? Hare Krishna. Comments, questions?